Hey everybody, welcome to Marvel Champions Monthly. We are a fan podcast about the card game Marvel Champions by Michael Boggs and Caleb Grace at Fantasy Flight Games. I'm one of your hosts, Kennedy Hawk. I've got our full slew of hosts with us today. So we have Crimson. How's it going, Crimson?
Hey, what's up, guys?
We have Americano. How's it going?
Hey, hey.
And Lester.
Hey. Sweaty and mosquito bitten.
Today's topic is pretty cool. Today we are going to go through and look at heroes that have been released so far. So that's the five heroes in the core sets and the four expansion heroes, Captain America, Miss Marvel, Thor, and Black Widow. And we're going to tier board those heroes. So we're going to say which of these heroes is S tier, which is A tier, which is B tier, which is C tier. But first, let's talk about the news a little bit. So a couple things have happened in the news. We have a release date for Doctor Strange. It is next week, July 3rd. So very soon, we'll all be playing with magical cards. How does everybody feel?
I'm so excited for it. The protection cards, the hero kit, everything.
I'm excited because I think Doctor Strange is the one character I haven't played through other means yet. So it'll be my character that, you know, I can't wait to get home, bust open, play around with.
The next piece of news is more specific to our podcast. With the release of this episode, we are officially launching a Patreon website. You can go to patreon.com/mcmpodcast to check it out. We have a few support tiers that can be backed to help us support the show, videos, and articles that we write for this awesome game. You can get shoutouts on the show. You can get access to a special question-asking Discord channel. And if you're a Patreon for long enough or a patron for long enough, you can even get a playmat or some other cool swag. All proceeds help us improve our content on the show and help grow the small community that we've formed around this awesome game. Our content will forever remain paywall-free, so all content will be released to the public and patrons simultaneously, so there's nothing that will be missed out on by choosing to not become a patron. We appreciate all forms of support, even if it's just encouragement or feedback on our Facebook page or our Discord or ratings on whatever podcasting system you use. The last bit of news is here at the end of July / beginning of August, Gen Con would normally occur. But Gen Con canceled. No Gen Con. Virtual Gen Con only. Details are still murky about what's actually going to happen. But the LCG communities, the cooperative LCG communities, have come together and created the League of Cooperative Gaming LCGCon, which will be a virtual gaming convention over the same days as Gen Con. So you can reach out to Kennedy Hawk or Wandering Took on any of the Marvel Champions Discords, and we can get you details on how to get involved in this con and how to get registered. Free registration, everybody's going to be able to play online through different means for free. So make sure you look into that. There's going to be Marvel Champions events for all 4 days between tons of different content creators and community members. I know there's going to be a draft on Sunday. I think I'm going to do a live stream of a Clobber in Time thing one night, and we might have some custom content panels as well. So be sure to check out the LCGCon group and channels on all of the Discords so you can figure out when Marvel Champions stuff is happening.
Did you say the other guy's name is Wandering Took?
Wandering Took. He has a YouTube
channel. That's amazing. That is amazing. That is an esoteric Canadian word for beanie or hat. I love it. That sounds fun.
Amazing. Well, anybody's invited, so even us four schmucks. So.
So I had some calm difficulties there. But I just wanted to address how utterly excited I am for Doctor Strange. He is my hands-down favorite superhero, so I'm kind of like a little schoolboy. But I won't get to see it till December, probably, but I'm pretty excited.
Oh, it's going to happen faster than that. I have a plan, but we'll talk about it later.
I'm going to say, we'll get you a copy.
Yes.
Well, we're not talking about Doctor Strange this week, because that would be strange talking about him before he comes out. Instead, we're going to talk about the other 9 heroes that have released. And we're going to rank these heroes into different tiers. So I asked everybody to rank these heroes, and I gave good descriptions of what these tiers are. So we have S-tier heroes. These are the God-tier heroes. These heroes can go up against any villain, any modular, probably come out with it feeling pretty good or getting really close to winning. They're head and shoulders above the other heroes that are out there. A-tier heroes. These heroes are pretty solid. They work with a lot of aspects. They might have one aspect that they're really strong with. They can generally beat all of the villains, given, like, you know, good card draw for them and good card draw for the villain. They have very few deficiencies, but they're not up there with the S-tier heroes. Then we have B tier heroes. They might have a couple aspects that they're deficient in, you know, an aspect that really doesn't pair with them well, or a villain that really gives them trouble, kind of like a middle ground hero. And then there's C tier heroes, also known as She-Hulk. No, just kidding. C tier heroes, which are the ones that you're least likely to play. So just a thing about how you tier heroes and how you rank heroes, every person's ranking of these heroes is going to be different because everybody has a different playstyle, and that's what's great about Marvel Champions. So we're going to go through our ranking of heroes, and we'll also post a brief YouTube video on our channel just encapsulating this segment of the podcast. Everybody's excited to reveal their rankings to each other?
Yeah, I bet you people are going to be a little surprised by mine.
I was shocked by my own, so, well, partially shocked. So how do we want to do this? Do we want to have each person read them, or should we name a hero and then everybody can say where that hero is ranked?
I think we should name a hero and go with by heroes.
That was my plan, and I have the 9 heroes in front of me, so I'm going to shuffle them and draw one, and that's the one we'll do first. Our first hero is Spider-Man. So Americano, where did you rank Spider-Man? And I think what we did is we ranked them, and then we picked our, like, what we think is their strongest aspect pairing.
Yeah, I put Spider-Man as an A-tier hero. I think that the best pairing for him is Justice. But I think he's just an overall solid hero. I think he's pretty easy to play. He lacks a little bit of minion. He can get swarmed by minions, I think, a little bit. So I think, but I think that overall he's fun to play. He's solid. He's not going to take damage if you have the right card in hand. So I think he's really good.
What about you, Crimson? Where'd you put Peter Parker?
So for a little backstory, just on the rankings, if I put it at S tier, that means I felt that it was solid both multiplayer and solo. A tier, I felt that it was stronger leaning towards one or the other. And B, I felt was kind of just only really strong in one of those, multiplayer or solo, and very weak in the other format. For Spider-Man, I put him at B, with his strongest aspect being protection. I do agree with Americano with... My biggest problem with him is he doesn't have ability. Like, he's great against some villains who don't have a lot of minions, but he gets overwhelmed very easily. And so that's why I put him at B, because I feel he's stronger in multiplayer and he does have a significant weakness.
Yeah, I put him in B tier as well. I paired him with Justice, but I really struggled because his protection build, that stun lock build, and having that extra defense is so good. I think in the future, his protection deck might jump up from B tier once we get a few more protection cards. I think my biggest problem with Spider-Man is, like you said, when a lot of minions come out, Spider-Man doesn't have a ton of ways to deal with them. He's got Black Cat to deal with Ultron drones, but once you get 2-3 health minions, he's got a big swing for 8 damage and he punches for 2. And beyond that, he's kind of just lacking. And I put him with Justice because I feel like of all the core set heroes, his threat control is one of the lowest, in my opinion. It's very minion dependent. You might have those spider tracers at the wrong time, and then as soon as you use them as resources, a bunch of minions pop up. And now you've got no thwarting potential outside of your aspect cards. So I think he really struggles to thwart sometimes.
Yeah, I put him at an A tier. I really enjoy playing him. I do agree with you. When it comes to, like, I've had quite a bit of difficulty defeating minion-heavy decks. I guess maybe it's because I have a lot of fun playing this combination, but I like Spider-Man Aggression because of the big plays you can have. You can just absolutely wipe the floor with villains with a good draw if you mulligan correctly and stuff. I feel like I've had quite a bit of success with that combination, but I only play solo. Like, I've probably only played 4 games with other people, so... As far as my experience solo play, Spider-Man Aggression has been really successful and quite, like, very, very fun for me to play. So I put him at A tier. That's in my top 5 decks that I like to play.
You know, I think that putting him as Aggression is kind of an odd choice, but it makes sense because a lot of the events we have in Aggression are geared towards, taking care of minions. So I think that it kind of speaks towards one of his weakness, maybe not, but that's what it seems like to me.
Well, what's the one card? I can never remember the names. There's so many of them now. The one where you deal 3 and then deal 3 to another.
Melee. Yeah.
Yeah. Melee. I find that card to be really, really effective with him. in that sense, but there, like, I do agree there's definitely an issue there when you do start getting swarmed. If you don't take care of the villains or the minions really quickly, you can get overwhelmed and it can end tragically for Peter Parker. But I mean, my main thrust or my main goal is to just kill the villain as fast as possible. And he's pretty good with that because of his 8 damage. And then you lump in a bunch more low cost damage abilities and you can make pretty short work. It's been my experience of making pretty short work of the villains with that combination.
This has me pretty excited because I'm looking at my little like play logger and I've only played Spider-Man Aggression 2 times. So now I need to play it a ton more because I think, yeah, like you guys said, it shores up his weakness. Having Relentless Assault, having melee means you don't have to worry about those minions as much anymore. So I'm pumped. This is awesome.
Oh, there's my dog.
Nah, dogs are allowed. That's okay. We're friendly here. All right, your dog might not like this because this is a cat-like character. Black Panther is next. So we'll go in the same order. Americano, where do you have Black Panther?
All right, I have Black Panther as an A-tier hero. He's got a solid stat line. He's got low-cost cards. I think the cost of his cards generally are lower than the other hero kits. He can be a little dependent on, or he is really dependent on the exact card draw, but I think you can build him in any aspect really for the most part to thin out his deck so that you can draw Wakanda Forever. And when you get a 2 or 3 Wakanda Forevers in your hand, you know, you're generally going to be able to pay for them and you're going to deal a lot of damage, do a lot of thwarting. I think that for me, he's best suited for the aggression aspect. I think paired with Yarnbjorn thrown in there and Mean Swing, it's good because he already has energy daggers and panther claws. So it just adds another target for the Mean Swing, another weapon for the Mean Swing. And frankly, he can afford kind of some of the expensive allies. You got Hercules, I lost my train of thought. So
I have Black Panther as an A-tier hero. Now, fair warning, I don't play a lot of Black Panther. Not a big Black Panther fan. I like his comic book and I love his movie. I just, his kit isn't, you know, it doesn't speak to me. But I have him as leadership or aggression. I find that his aggression feels really good in solo. His leadership is okay in solo too, but his leadership is where I have the most fun in multiplayer. So I kept him at A tier, but he was very close to being S tier.
All right. I also had him at A tier. It was painful for me to not select leadership as his best aspect, but I didn't. I put aggression for the same reasons. I think Mean Swing is great. I think Shuri really helps anything that has like a really good or unique upgrade. And I think Shuri fishing up Yarnbjorn is amazing because then whenever you Wakanda Forever, you can trigger Yarnbjorn twice because two of those upgrades are attacks. So aggression Black Panther is just bonkers crazy. In my opinion, it's the best aggression deck out there. Not just the best Black Panther deck, but Black Panther aggression is probably the best aggression deck in general. So big fan of Black Panther for me.
Oh, I have to agree with you. That has been just an absolute joy to play. It's tied for number one for my favorite deck to play, and especially for that interaction you're talking about. You were talking about with Yarnbjorn. I don't know. I really, really have had a lot of fun, and I've probably logged the most amount of games with that. I never thought that Black Panther would be my go-to out of the core set. But he is, if I just want a quick, fun pickup game, I managed to beat all of the villains that I have. I just have the core set villains, but I've managed to beat them all pretty handily with aggression Black Panther. So.
And where'd you rank it?
He's S tier. He's in my top two. Like I have not had a bad game with him, and maybe I've just been lucky and whatever. I've probably played 25 or more games with him with that combination. and I don't think I've lost more than two. It's just I love all the little interactions. I love how he's got built-in resources, so I don't have to rely on all the extra resource cards. It opens up a couple extra slots in the deck, and yeah, I just had a lot of fun with that one. Black Panther aggression for the win, S tier.
And the next hero is Miss Marvel. So we'll go in reverse order this time. Lester, where did you place Miss Marvel?
See, I'm struggling with everybody saying they haven't had much success with her. I really, really, really enjoy playing her, and I like playing her as aggression. I mean, maybe I'm beating a dead horse here as the aggression advocate, but my experience solo play is basically rush the villain and try to defeat it as fast as possible. And she has so many ways to bring back events, and you put in a bunch of really good multi-purpose damaging events in the deck, and you can do a lot of work with her. So I think that I rate her as an A tier hero when combined with the aggression aspect.
So I put her in B tier with Justice. And the reason I put her with Justice is she has good thwarting events, but she requires a lot of flipping to optimize her play. You should be flipping almost every turn to get the most out of her personas and her Teen Spirit ability. And that means there's going to be a lot of threat on the main scheme. And it's very easy to lose to threaten the main scheme if you're not careful with Kamala Khan. So I've struggled with her a little bit in finding real sweet decks that I like in solo. And multiplayer, I think she's pretty amazing because people can shore up her weaknesses a lot more. But I think she struggles shoring up her own weaknesses. And part of that is because she has a very diverse kit. And unlike some characters like Black Panther has a diverse kit, once he's up and running, he's doing everything. But a lot of times I feel like when I get Kamala up and running, I'm still at the whim of what events do I draw. And that's what kept her in the B tier for me instead of the A tier. So I have Kamala Khan Justice.
She is a C rank for me. She is my least favorite character to play. Doesn't matter the aspect. I've tried all the aspects. I personally do prefer Justice, but it doesn't help. She's not a fun hero for me. I'm not going to say she's bad, because she's obviously not bad. She's just not for me. And I think a lot of that is, and I don't know if it's her kit with her wanting to hold like some cards back, and I hate holding cards back. I just have not had a good experience with her. Therefore, I personally put her at C. I don't even mess with that stack in my box anymore.
I'm not even gonna fight you about that. That's fine. That's fair. I have her at B. I kind of tend to agree with you, Kennedy Hawk, that I actually really like playing. I like playing a lot of events too, but it you can feel at the whatever you're dependent, I feel like, on the event you draw. But I think for me, the best pairing for her is aggression. And the other pairing that I possibly thought about was Justice. And it's because of her, she can do big swings in for both a damage and thwarting with her. Is it sneak by for threat removal if she's in aggression, and it's I think big hands if she's in Justice. So she can still with her ability, morphogenetics, I think she can still do either or, but I think that those two are the really, for me, the aspects I would, but I, if I chose one, I think aggression, she's not a bad hero, I don't think, but she's B tier for me.
Right now, we are very down on Miss Marvel, except for Lester, who has her at the A tier. But Miss Marvel, that's where we placed her.
Well, we did that community hive mind, and there were a lot of fans of Miss Marvel in the community. So yeah, don't hate us.
One thing that we should point out with Miss Marvel is that we talked a lot. You just mentioned Justice and aggression are her best two aspects because of her ability. I've seen people play really interesting leadership decks with Miss Marvel, where they use that Teen Spirit ability to get allies in the discard for Make the Call. And they use her, what are they, personas to get really big hand sizes so that they can play all those allies. So I still think she's viable in all four aspects. even though we didn't represent all four in our picks.
Please, someone send me a deck list for Miss Marvel leadership so I can try it out.
All right. Our next hero is Captain Marvel.
I have Captain Marvel at A tier. She's the one I experimented with the most right off the hop for the first probably like 5 months or 6 months that I played the game. Or I guess 4 or 5 months. And I've had a lot of success and a lot of fun, big explosive moments for her. So I feel like she pairs well both with aggression and with justice. I lean a little bit more towards playing her with justice. But I pretty much play all of them aggression mainly because as the advocate of aggression, I feel like I need to find a way to break in, and use that aspect with every hero to great effect. It hasn't been, it hasn't necessarily always been successful, but I really enjoy, the big moments with her, the massive damage. And once again, if I'm playing aggression, I'm trying to power down the villain as fast as possible. It's pretty Hulk mentality, but that's kind of what I go for. And I've had great success with her. So I would say she's A tier. And really, she's been successful for me with every aspect, but I say she pairs best in the A tier with aggression or justice.
I also had her in A tier, and this is the first character that I get to pick my leadership aspect with. So I had her with leadership because she draws so many cards, and her ally is probably one of the best signature allies. Confusion just gives you so much power, and Spider-Woman giving Confusion out in her kit is amazing. But just in general, I feel like she can thwart on her own. She can attack on her own. So giving her allies gives her this giant defense boost. These cheap allies can always defend for her. She can almost always afford them with her energy cards and with her draw ability on both sides of her card. So I think she pairs really well with leadership because she can have really big hands. Not Miss Marvel big hands, Captain Marvel big hands.
Nailed it.
I put her at B, but she was one of those few characters that I didn't want to throw everybody into A. I also picked leadership with her. I feel that, again, like you said, with having those allies is really good. I think the only issue that I ever come across with Miss Marvel, and it's not a me thing, it's a other people thing usually, she's a very greedy hero to play. And I've noticed that when I played multiplayer with her, like, unless you're with your normal play group, but if you're playing with, like, random people, they're all about them. So I think that's the only real issue that I had with her. But I enjoy her. She's one of my go-to characters, especially in leadership, sometimes justice. She's extremely strong. But I put her in B just because I didn't want to fill up A too much.
I put her in A. I think that she is almost A plus for me because of her card draw. She has so much card draw, and that makes everything so great. In multiplayer games, you can use her ability to give your card, let someone draw their card. Solo, you're taking it. Just like Crimson said, you're taking so much card draw. So I think she's a really, really solid hero. Really fun to play. I think her best pairing, I'm with you, Kennedy Hawk. I think leadership works really well for her. She can get lots of allies out. Spider-Woman with the confuse, make the call. Is that right? That's the one that brings you pay the cost of a hero or a minion or an ally in your discard pile. So great. Confuse that villain.
Yeah. I mean, Captain Marvel for me, the time I always play is every time a new pack comes out, my wife and I play a 2-player game and we set up a Captain Marvel leadership deck that is just putting allies out to chump block and then putting all of the ramp cards in. So you can just pass cards to the new hero deck so we can play everything. And it's become a very fun deck it's the opposite of what Crimson experienced, where the Captain Marvel player is greedy. I'll play Captain Marvel and I'll be like, here, take a card, take another card. I have a mansion. Oh, I'll reduce your first card. I have a helicarrier. What else can I give you? Oh, here, this ally will block for you. You just get all your cards on the field.
And when I'm playing with my normal play group, it's not a problem. It's the random people that I play with, I'm just like, man, come on. Like, I could, are you going to use that? Could I grab a card this time? Oh, no, I need it. I need everything. And then they end their turn with three cards in their hand.
We all know you love that.
Oh.
They definitely haven't read any of the Captain Marvel comic books either. I should try her more with leadership, because that sounds like I totally make sense, shoring up her weaknesses, giving her more defensive capabilities with the allies. I think I'm going to build one of those tonight, actually, and try it.
Well, the next hero I randomly selected is the hero that I do think is a greedy hero, Iron Man. So we'll have Crimson go first here.
I have him as an A-rank hero. He is probably one of the best solo heroes in the game when paired with Justice. Justice allows him the time he needs to build the suit, and then he goes off. And Justice also has a lot of energy icons, which allow him to do more damage too. He's a phenomenal hero and an easy A pick for me in the Justice aspect.
I had him as A tier as well, but I had him with protection, because I think when the core set was out, I thought Justice was his best aspect because you could cram so many energy cards in with him. But now I think once you get Arc Reactor out, you have enough threat control. Protection gives you those energy barriers as extra tech upgrades, so you can always return those with Stark Tower. It encourages you to flip more often because you have tech upgrades that you want to keep recurring instead of just getting your suit out. And he's kind of a weird protection pick because he doesn't want to defend a lot. He's only got one defense, so it's like a unique deck for protection for me. So I love to play him in protection.
I love that you love that.
I have him as a B hero. I haven't played him a ton. But I used him with leadership because I guess it makes sense what you say about using him with Justice, because you're threat managing way better and you're mostly staying as Stark, or at least what Crimson said. So, but I like him with leadership, and you can kind of sort of do the same sort of thing. You get a bunch of allies out, and those allies can kind of pick away at stuff, block for you if you get stuck in Iron Man form before you get your suit set up. They can kind of stall the game out long enough for you to get that suit out, and then you can go ham. And it adds for extra, you can put extra heroes out, or extra allies out and stuff. But I'd say that's the one I've played the most. I've only probably played that deck 3 times. So I think that he's B right now, but this is all subject to change, you know? And it's all different if I were to play more consistently with other people too, so.
My tier, I have him in A tier. Just like Crimson said, I think, as much as this pains me, I think that the best aspect pairing is Justice, even though I love playing Iron Man Protection. There are lots of energy resources in Protection. There are tons of energy resources in Justice. He can deal a ton of damage with his hero kit, with the Repulsor Blast, Supersonic Punch. He can just do the damage that he needs to once he's set up, and you don't have to worry about the scheme popping, because he can do tons of threat control with the Justice cards. So solid hero. I like him with I like playing Iron Man, just period. I think he's amazing. But
it's funny, no one picked Aggression, and isn't that his like pre-built deck in the core set?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Well, my random number generator really wants us to finish out the core set, so we're going to do the hero that's going to upset Crimson the most, She-Hulk. So we'll start with Lester.
Okay, confession time. I probably only played like one game with She-Hulk in the last, I don't know, since around Christmas time. So I put her in B because I didn't want to upset Crimson, and I just put her with Aggression because I love Aggression.
And because you wanted to upset Crimson.
Yeah, no joke.
it's a double-edged sword, you know? So, I don't really play her pretty much ever. She's one of the last ones I even want to pull out. I don't even want to build a deck around her. She doesn't interest me very much at all as a hero. So, I threw her in B and slapped aggression on her because, you know, I'm that aggression advocate.
I put her in C. So Crimson might hurt me for that. I gave her the justice aspect at least because I didn't want him to feel doubly attacked and like attack me through the computer screen. So I gave him half the credit. I do think she pairs the best with justice for the same reason as Miss Marvel. She wants to flip a ton. When you want to flip a ton, things that do confusion, things that remove threat become very, very powerful. I will say recently, I have really, really, really liked She-Hulk in protection, which is also disgusting. But I have not seen her as strong in protection as I have in justice. So I went She-Hulk justice. The main thing that puts her in C tier for me is her hand size. That hand size, the six on the hero side is very nice. Six on the alter ego side. The four on the hero side is just brutal. We were playing a two-player game the other night, and every time I flipped and drew on that hero side, even if I had two focused rages out, I just felt frustrated. And then I went and played Captain Marvel, and I drew like 12 cards a turn and had no problems. So the real thing that limits her for me is her hand size. All right, Americano, and then we'll let Crimson tell us why we're all wrong.
I agree with everything you said. I have her as a C tier, because of her hand size. And frankly, I think She-Hulk can have some really big damage dealing turns, but it's almost, with the limited hand size, it's, I don't want to say it's rare to have happen, but the stars almost need to align to get really big damage output. I mean, she has a great basic attack, right? But without some of those upgrades or events, you know, she's kind of dependent on that. But so she needs justice, I think, to stop the villain from scheming, while she can have her cards and stars align to just smash face. So again, I actually think she's fun to play, but I think I agree with Kennedy. She can be a little frustrating with the low hand size. But yeah, I still think she's pretty fun to play.
Okay. So first off, I have her ranked as A. I do agree. Her hand size is her limiting factor. But man, first off, you pair her as Justice. That gives you the time to get your Avengers Mansion or your Helicarrier or your Focus Rages down. That's going to offset that hand size a little bit. And the fact that she has Split Personality and Gamma Slam and 1-2 Punch in the deck, those cards just change everything. With She-Hulk, you can easily do double-digit damage. Very easily. When she flips, she does the 2 damage. She's got 3 attack. Gamma Slam, I like to just let her take the damage and then bust out that Gamma Slam. Split Personality, I mean, honestly, you're starting in She-Hulk. You use up, you use your 4 cards, you play Split Personality, you flip over to Jennifer, you draw 6, you do some stuff, you flip back over to She-Hulk, deal the 2 damage, hit them for 3, do a 1-2 punch, and then a Gamma Slam. It's just sick. But she is A because her hand size is limiting. In my opinion, she is by far the best solo character to play.
Gross. Interesting. Interesting. That's very interesting. And gross.
I think she is one of the most fun characters to play because she forces you to flip a lot. And I think when you start flipping a lot, the game becomes really fun. When you're stuck in hero form the whole game, or stuck in alter ego form because you draw poorly like me, then the game becomes less fun. So flipping is like a key mechanic, and she really encourages you to flip, which I like. All right, random number generator gave us Thor next. I'll just go and say it. I'm the only person that gave 2 C ratings. I also gave Thor a C rating, and I gave him justice. So we've now gone through my bottom 4, and all 4 have justice. Not because justice is bad, but I think because when a hero needs help, you give it the justice aspect. So I think Thor justice works well because he doesn't have a lot of thwarting potential on his own, but he has a ton of damage. So if he can use justice to make up for all that thwarting that he needs, then it just works really well for him.
B tier Thor aggression. Once again, very simple strategy. Win fast or lose. So I haven't had a whole bunch of success with him, but he's fun to play. I really like playing him. I like smashing face, so that's where I have him. I wish it could be, I just wish it could be more glorious, because I love Thor as a character, but we need more cards before I can say that.
I have him in B. I have him with justice or aggression. Justice is, I enjoy playing him justice solo, but I really like the aggression deck where it is Thor and then Hulk as the ally. And you, I mean, yeah, you're unfortunately you're not playing some very specific aggression cards. So we, you stack the deck with energy and fist only. But man, like that Thor can go crazy, and then you have Thor going crazy, you have Hulk going crazy. Thor with mean swings is just really good, and Hulk with the enrage is really good. I enjoy the deck, but it definitely is not a good deck. It's just a deck I enjoy.
I think Thor gets trashed a lot. Actually, I think Thor is one of my favorite heroes to play. I put him as a B tier. I think that in multiplayer, he's probably A, in my opinion, and in solo, he might even be C, just because of his hand size, and he can't thwart. I mean, so I think Justice is a solid pick for him for a deck. Again, lots of energy with the card pool we have right now. Help shore up that. His biggest weakness is thwarting. So get him some thwarting cards. But I think he's a solid, I personally think he's a solid B hero. I have a lot of fun playing him. I have a friend that loves Thor. He got to play him. We built a Thor aggression deck, and he just had so much fun smashing face, throwing the hammer. You know, I think he's a really fun hero. I think he's a solid B hero.
All right, and then there were two. So next up is Black Widow. I'll go first with her. So I put her in the S tier. So a few of us put two S tier characters out there, and I think Black Widow Protection is a super S tier deck. I think whether you're playing solo or multiplayer, it has all the tools you need to survive the game and win. Even on heroic mode, she's one of the strongest characters. She's got a solid stat line, 2-2-2, and she's got these preparations, and I would say she can be prepared for anything, especially with the protection aspect. So I'll pass it to Americano, our protection player.
I think she is best paired with protection. I put her as an A hero. I think she could be an S tier hero. She is really good. Her protection deck is so much fun. I've been playing recently, actually, a lot of Black Widow leadership, and I think Rapid Response is a ridiculously amazing card, so that's a pretty good aspect for her too. I wasn't a huge fan of her with aggression, honestly, but Black Widow Protection, A tier, easy A tier hero, easy.
Right, Crimson, where do you put Black Widow?
I put her as A. She's probably one of the, like Black Panther, super close to S rank for me. I paired her with Protection because, well, that was the deck that I've been touting since she came out. Is Black Widow Protection is insanely good. The only reason why she's not S for me is because, A, my S tier person is so much better than she is that I just couldn't put anything next to that person. And honestly, like, I find she's way better solo. Multiplayer, she's still fine. She's still great, still A. But her multiplayer does feel a little weaker because you generally have other people going, well, can you defend for me? And I'm like, well, then I can't defend for myself, and then I'm dead because I only have 9 hit points.
Well, she's a solid C. I'd make her F, actually, if I could, but that wasn't an option.
Holy smokes!
Now, the reason I did that is because she never shows up. I thought we had pretty good relationship with the Russian government here in Canada, but I've never seen her. She's never been on my table. She's never come to the fight. So I long for the moment to get to play her with protection, because I don't play enough protection, and I'm really excited with the way you guys have talked about her combining with that aspect. But yeah, I haven't got to play with her. She's nowhere to be seen, so she's an app.
I think right she's now. Just undercover. It's like covert ops is one of her cards, so you should look around.
Oh, you're right. That's why she's a C for covert ops.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, our last hero is Captain America, so we'll start with Lester this time.
Well, he has been a joy to play as well. I like to pair him with leadership. I think that's just like kind of a no-brainer from just looking through the card piles and trying to figure out a deck. He's almost feels like easy mode playing Captain America. So yeah, he's a solid S with leadership for me.
I also had him with leadership, S tier, obviously. Captain America, I think he was meant to be sort of like a jack of all trades, maybe good at everything, but not great at everything. And I feel like when I play him with leadership, he's great at everything. There's no deficiencies. So he's just all around solid, has everything he needs to be the perfect toolbox or toolkit character.
Surprisingly, I put him as S. He is by far, in my opinion, the most OP character out there.
Yet.
No matter what aspect you pick, he is good at it. But I will say I definitely prefer the protection or aggression. It's strange. I'm not an aggression player at all, but he has some incredibly sick turns in aggression. Just to the point where you were drawing, you're playing everything. It is a sight to behold. He is just so darn good.
This is anticlimactic. I put him as S tier. He is the top tier hero, in my opinion. I think I agree with Crimson. Any aspect you put with him, he's gonna feel really strong. I love him in protection. I love using, you got shield block that helps with that. You have fearless determination to help with thwarting that gets to, you get it. Oh my gosh. Heroic strike, and then add in your tackles in protection, stun lock. It's an amazing deck. It is. If you haven't played it, please go play it, because your life will forever be changed.
And you have the resources to do it because of superhuman
super serum. Soldier serum. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It is so much fun. And yes, it seems easy, easy mode, maybe. RNG can affect you, but God, he's just so good.
Yeah, that's the last time I use a random number generator to pick our hero order. That was super anticlimactic.
Yeah, he's S for every one of us, right?
Yeah, and that pains me, because Captain America is by far my absolute, hands-down, least favorite character in all of comicdom. Like,
you're Canadian.
There's something so boring about a super soldier. It's like, that's been done a million times. Like, give me James Bond or something like that. Like, I don't know. I really don't like him as a character. I never have.
You put James Bond at C.
James Bond. No, that's not James Bond. James Bond would be like whatever's above S, like Z.
Double S.
Yeah, double OS.
All right, I did some interesting statistics. So if I gave each of our rankings, whenever we gave someone an S, I gave them 1 point, 2 points for an A, 3 for a B, and 4 for a C, and I averaged our scores. So Captain America came in first with 1 point, looking for the lowest score possible for an average. Second place was Black Panther at 1.75. So on average, we rated him as the second best hero. Then there was – oh, and so Captain America had – a tie between protection and leadership for his best aspect. For Black Panther, all four of us at least said aggression for part of our vote. Then there was a three-way tie. So three characters had 2.25, and those were Black Widow, Captain Marvel, and Iron Man. We had Black Widow with protection, Captain Marvel with leadership, and Iron Man with justice. And that was even with Lester's C for Black Widow. She was a 2.25, so she's really good. And then if you look at those five heroes, those are the five heroes that have two thwart printed on their hero side. First five heroes. The next four heroes don't have two thwart printed on their hero side. So that's interesting to me. Next was Spider-Man at 2.5. We paired him with Justice as our most popular aspect. Then Miss Marvel at a 3.0 with Aggression. And then Thor and She-Hulk tied at the bottom with Justice as their aspect. And both of those last two characters, are the ones that have the low hand size. So it seems like we really value hand size and we really value high thwart values.
No, I can agree with those. Like, on a whole, I'm an average.
Yeah, well, I think the hand size thing is such a limiting factor. If your hero has no way of drawing cards or having a strong hand size, the whole crux of the game, the entire resource system, is built on hand size. So I think it's just, it has to be, you have to have a good hand size for the heroes.
You guys are so wrong about She-Hulk, and Thor is also amazing.
Just to keep us honest, each of our hosts, so Americano only picked his aspect, Protection, twice. He picked Justice four times, Aggression twice, and Leadership once. Crimson picked Protection four times, Justice three times, Aggression four times, and Leadership three times. Very fair and even. But he also picked all four aspects for Ms. Marvel. So I picked Protection twice, Justice four times, Aggression once, and Leadership two times. And Lester really had his home aspect going for him. He picked Protection once, Justice once, Aggression six times, and he favored me, giving Leadership two votes. So that felt good.
But can I also defend? I'm going to defend myself, because Captain America and Black Widow were the two I think were paired with Protection that I chose, and those are two of the best. Yeah, I think it helps that they're really good with Protection.
I'm glad we have somebody who's advocating for Protection now. It makes me a little bit more inclined to want to even play it. I find in solo games it's just too slow, and because
I feel like that was a backhanded compliment.
It was. That's my mediocre superpower. Backhanded compliment.
He's just being aggressive.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, man. No, but I do. I want to play it more. It's just, it feels too slow to me, the way that I like to play the game, and just like my lifestyle. I don't want to play a game and have it drag out for a long time. And I've yet to figure out how to play Protection efficiently enough to have games not go for that extra 10 minutes or whatever it takes when I'm playing.
We got to get you that Black Widow.
Hell yeah.
So we picked Leadership eight times total, Protection nine, Justice 12, and Aggression 13. So the aspect that a lot of people in the community say is too powerful, Leadership, was the one least picked as the best aspect pairing. So it's very powerful, but with very select characters, it seems like. Interesting. That was our tier ranking episode, so that was pretty cool. We had a couple listener questions. I wanted to answer at least one or two of them really quick. So one listener asked us about mulligans. We talked about that on the last two episodes. If you listened to the World Mine episode 2 weeks ago, a lot of people gave opinions on mulligans. And in episode 16, we did a new player's guide and talked a little bit about mulligans. But Crimson, can you give us your elevator pitch on how you mulligan and why you do it that way?
The way I mulligan is, so first off, every hero that I play, I always have setup cards like Avengers Mansion, Helicarrier, Quinn Carrier, those kind of setup cards. And I definitely always try to mulligan hard for my setup cards, so that way I get the most use out of them throughout the game versus having them show up later.
The other question I wanted to go over actually kind of relates to this tier board or tiering system of heroes. And somewhere in here, I'll find it. I had it written down.
I can read it.
You got it. Mr. Lee's question.
Do you think there is a hero in the core set, so the first five heroes, that should be revisited and have an upgrade deck? For example, an upgrade deck that has 15 different abilities that can be used for Spider-Man. Meaning if a new, I'm guessing he means a new card, like a hero kit, he's saying we can already do this with the aspects because of the card pool, but was wondering what we think about changing and customizing the 15 card deck itself.
I would definitely vote for Spider-Man on that. I think he's too pigeonholed into what he does. She-Hulk would be the other one that I could see the community wanting because of the hand size, but I don't think you're going to get more than four cards out of her She-Hulk Smash superhero side. So those would be my picks.
Well, Mr. Lee, I think the way that they would address that would be by just releasing another hero, probably a different variant of the hero. So like Morales, Spider-Man, or a different suit for Iron Man or something like that. I don't think that they will actually take a core set hero and give them just 15 new cards because those are built around kind of the ability on the actual hero itself. So I think they would totally retool and re-release a hero before they would do that.
Yes.
I think I'm happy with the way the heroes are. I think it'd be kind of a fun community thing, a custom content. If someone wanted to make 15 different cards for a specific hero, I would be willing to try it out. But I agree with you, Lester. I think that I'd rather see a Miles Morales Spider-Man. I know my kid would. I would rather see another Iron Man suit. But
yeah, like I feel like if they had designed the actual hero alter ego cards to be a little bit more broad as opposed to pretty suited for their kit, then that would be more of an option, and it would be a pretty neat option. You could buy, like, they could do an expansion that had, say, 60 cards, so 4 15 card different pods for your favorite heroes or whatever. But I just don't think that the scope is there because of the way the game's designed.
I think that the honestly for me, the hero that's best suited for something like this would be Iron Man, because you could take out the Mark V specific hero tech upgrades and give him different tech upgrades for a different suit.
Yeah, one of the other marks are the Hulk Buster. I expect exactly. to see the Hulk Buster sooner than later. If we see a new Iron Man, it'll probably be the Hulk Buster Iron Man.
So I interpreted this question as, if you could have redesigned one of the core heroes, how would you have redesigned them, or how would you upgrade them to make them different? And I would change She-Hulk, like Crimson said. I wouldn't increase her hand size. I think it's unique to have a character that has a small hand size, but I think her cards are slightly too expensive for her hand size. I think Focused Rage being 3 and Gamma Slam being 4 means you have a ton of cards that take up your entire hero size hand. So I would lower the cost of her overall kit. And they tried really hard to like emphasize her alter ego side, but her alter ego cards are generally just used as resources. I see very few people use Legal Practice, and the Superhuman Law Division is okay to get on just to get out of your deck. Every once in a while, he uses it to remove threat. But I really wish they had dug more into her alter ego action side. Like, all the characters in the core set kind of want to flip back and forth. They all have one card at least that encourages them to go to alter ego. But if She-Hulk had like 7 cards that were all about lawyery stuff, that would have really like solidified her as the hero that has to flip every turn. And I think that would have been really cool.
I definitely would not disagree with that. I never use either one of her lawyer cards. They are just resources for me.
Have a card that's sort of like Covert Ops in Black Widow that's a thwart action that can be done on either side. That
yeah, I think... legal jargon, confuse the villain. Well, that was it for this week's episode. So be sure to check us out on all your social medias. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We have a Discord. You can join. It's all in the show notes below. And you can check us out on Patreon or reach out to us on Facebook and just let us know what sort of questions and topics you want us to cover. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thanks for hanging out.
Later, guys.
See you around.
She even got the dog right at the end.